sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. And Samuel said to Saul, be quiet. I'll tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Saul said, speak on. So Samuel said, you were little in your own eyes. Were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission, said, go, utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people, they took of the plunder, the sheep, the oxen, and the rest of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, is the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings, sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you rejected the words of the Lord, he's rejected you from being king. And notice the beginning of verse 17 again. Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? Saul has grown comfortable in his position. Well, he's been a king. And now, no longer is he the lowest in the tribe of Benjamin, his father's house. Now he's King Saul. And it's, well, I'm hungry. rage against a spiritual host